Hey guys, welcome to Ice Holes Podcast. You know, we're doing Ice Holes at the Imperial. I'm here with the always cranky, the always just pleasant. I've been excited to finally have you. I'm gonna introduce you right now. I'm doing it. I'm in the process of it. Just say hello. Just say,
hey, it's fucking, how's it going?
It's JJ.
It's JJ Lieberman on Instagram. Cray J Lieberman. Got a fucking promo. This has got to be right. For the too loud.
Well, yeah, I knew I was gonna have to watch your levels.
Oh, is that
for sure.
Okay? He's adjusting mic. First off, for the remaining listeners that you have after last month's podcast,
why you? Oh, you
Hisham
heard? You heard
no, him, I don't listen to anyone's. I don't listen to amateur. it's just. But to the few that are left listening to this, this is a big level up in guests. So you're welcome out there. Listening to that Ice Holes podcast.
I'm so, we're so glad to have you. So lucky and thrilled with your 1,000 Instagram followers. Do you have 1,000 yet, or you're looking to get it? I want to push you over the
1,017.
Edge. We're going to push you over the edge.
1,017.
We'll make that 1,020 by the end of this, buddy. Don't worry.
Today I've got 120. I got 120 Instagram followers today. These people are not idiots.
He's killing it. All right, let's play the fucking music.
I am a little monkey and I am very sad, 'cause all the other monkeys went home to mom and dad. I'm alone in the park and I don't know what to do, so maybe I'll just sit right down and blow a kiss to you. I am a little monkey and I am very sad.
All right, now we've played music. You haven't heard it, but it's there. Trust me. That's how it works. It's called post-production.
Oh, so you
we cut kind of. We don't actually really edit this at all. We in theory should, but we in reality do not.
Why do you keep on playing with the box?
Cuz you're loud in one sense and I am less loud, and I know we needed a lot of light for JJ's followers. Otherwise, you know,
thank you very
it would
much.
Just be, thank you. They brought
the food came.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how classy we are. And now we're going to hear your
nacho
crunching. Well, it's whatever. Like, just eat. It doesn't matter.
Every week. Do they hear it?
Yeah. Well, now. Okay. So we're doing it at the Imperial again. Ice Holes at the Imperial, guys. First Monday
Where's
of every month.
The
first Monday of every month. So what are you yelling at her?
I thought they
you
have.
You don't yell at the woman.
We can't leave though. They forgot guac.
It doesn't matter. You got nachos there. You got you can have some. I'm not gonna. Oh, you don't eat fried now, right?
I don't want French fries. No.
Is that why you have your omega-3 tablets?
No, I just ran out and I bought some.
Why? What's the omega-3 do for you? It's the
It promotes like heart health and mind, which I need a ton.
Yeah,
of.
And a healthy mind.
Listen, I love this place, but for those who can't see,
which is everyone, it's an audio podcast,
they brought this massive, like, how big would you say this is, the size of a football?
It's a giant nacho.
Yeah, it's bigger than an average plate you'd get. It's like a plate you'd get at the Cheesecake Factory, just for a bunch of fat fucking Americans. That's the size of the plate. And then they gave two dipping sauces, one sour cream, one salsa, the size of a quarter and a half.
But JJ, I thought you're all about like the large portions.
Yeah, but I'm also all about the large sides too. Fucking crimey. Can you swear on
crimey?
This?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've already done it numerous times. Well, you're kind of a self-proclaimed foodie, right?
These are the best nachos.
Yeah, but you were unhappy 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
because they weren't the Izzy nachos.
I'm just getting the hot sauce. Yeah, you fucked up.
Did you just dip the carrot into the wing sauce there?
Oh, hot sauce. What do you think the carrot's for? To dip it.
Yeah, but they have They have the the ranch. Is that ranch there?
Yeah, ranch.
I don't
or
like
blue
the
cheese.
Ranch, yeah.
I don't like. You eat blue cheese?
Not so much.
So is this what happens every time they start the podcast and while the food comes?
Just talk shit. You know, we used to have games. We used to have all kinds of things, and then we just said, you know what? We're just ending. We just end up talking shit anyways with the with comics.
So I got on the podcast on the decline.
Yeah.
And who else?
You're on the downslope of the parabola.
And who else have you had on this podcast?
I don't know. It's been around a long time. Like, we've had Nigel at one point. We had,
did you apologize for your...
Aaron. We've had, like, well...
Your co-host not showing up?
He's not my co-host. I mean, I'd give it, you know...
I thought you guys started this together.
No, I started it with actually Matt... I don't know. You won't know him. Matt White. Do you know who Matt White was?
No.
Or is? He's still there. He's alive and lovely.
Comic?
Guy. Yeah, he was... He went to Humber with all those guys, you know what I mean? And then he moved, and, you know, you don't see him out much anymore. And so it just... and then, you know, Mark was always around. And Mark, you know, he's a part. But I do The Real Idiots with him.
That's the
movie podcast.
So what do you guys do? Like Siskel and Ebert?
On YouTube. Not like...
But you're trying to do
like,
that. Movie review.
Yeah. Like
they both died awfully.
Yeah,
like that's
horribly.
One was a fat cow... that died, and the other one was...
he didn't have a jaw by the end of it.
No, not that. That wasn't the fat one. Was it? Maybe?
That was the fat one. That was...
Oh, how did the other one die?
Like, I think cancer.
Oh, God. That's so funny. How's that for a
So hopefully the podcast goes a little bit better than that. Yes, but that's a video podcast. This is audio.
They didn't even do a podcast. They did a movie review.
Yeah, they had a movie review show for years. I know, we're going off the base. You said it was like Siskel and Ebert.
Well, I said
just,
you guys.
I'm just telling
yeah,
you.
Anyways,
what
okay, do your host your show.
No, I'm attempting to. It's how's it going for you so far? You all right? You happy?
Yeah, man. I got food in front of me, and I'm out of the house. It's a fucking... and we're gonna do comedy. Did you send me the picture?
No, I haven't sent you the Instagram picture yet.
And the Instagram's blown up. I'm happy.
So wait, so like,
and
how,
I crushed this
how are
weekend?
You getting so big on Instagram without Twitter?
Okay,
you said you don't like Twitter.
I don't like Twitter. Well, Twitter, because Twitter, it limits you for, you know, I've never been a guy of words, which is a big problem when you're a comedian.
Especially in that sentence. Nah. Yeah.
I should have eaten after it. I think I can be more creative with photography. So I'm showing. And so I like posting the joke.
I have seen what your photos have been. You know, actually, no.
You haven't seen them recent. It takes time. Don't judge me on the fucking ground floor.
Well, I remember a lot of photos of chicken wings and...
Yeah. Well, how about this? I did Tom Brady today. He had a picture of him holding the Super Bowl, his fourth Super Bowl win. Mm-hmm. And I bet on them yesterday during the game when they're down by 10 points.
Did you
points.
Bet? You bet?
When they're down by 10 points, I took him to win. So I got plus 270 on my win.
Nice.
I said, I'm better than Montana. We both have four Super Bowl wins. Then there's the picture of him. And then in caps, all right. But he doesn't have a trophy wife. How's that for Giselle? What's her name?
Giselle Bundchen?
Giselle.
Yeah. I'm sure. I bet you.
Montana?
I bet you Montana has a suit. What's his wife look like?
Oh, I'm sure 20 years ago, but we're talking about in real time right now. I'm sure she's all saddlebaggy right now.
I think he can still pull in a fair.
Yeah, but you can. I'm sure he can pull in a fair amount, but it's still its perception of, you know, when he shows up to these dinners with that that old bag
with that super old football money.
Yeah, oh, it was a different time back then, man. They didn't have that kind of money.
But I feel like when you have that money, that kind of ages with you. That doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
You know, there's a documentary on. That no, they go broke.
And also his life is, you know, what's his life expectancy? Like another 3 years?
Well, I think it's a little bit different for the way that he played the game. I think it was there where these guys don't get hit. They don't get hit hard. Maybe I'm wrong.
They still got hit pretty hard. Well,
yeah, I'm just nonsense.
The reason we're learning about it is because all those guys now are brain
damaged. Yeah, but he was so good. You know, it's a guy like with the, you know, you see a guy like Tom Brady. These guys are so good, they don't get hit compared to the running backs who have a career expectancy of, like, 3 years and a life expectancy of...
Like, 45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like, you know, medieval peasant lifespan.
Well, I also think it, because of all the shit they put in their body, the lack of sleep these guys have...
The copious amounts of drugs and steroids, I'm sure, as well.
Sure, whatever. What's copious?
Help.
A lot.
Yeah, lots.
them motherfuckers burnt this. You know that? You know, if this wasn't a place I perform comedy in every day, I'd send that food back. You ever send food back?
Not often, no.
You don't have to cover your mouth. Nobody cares about your manners.
No, it's they're spitting all over the mic here.
Hmm. So this is what you guys do? You talk about food and yeah, copious. Copious means a lot.
Copious means, yeah, lots.
Why don't you just say like that in the first place? I hate when people do that. When you could just say in the first place, I had a lot of food, but you want to use some fucking word.
I didn't think copious was too extreme.
Yeah, but you guys are going to be like guessing it. They're like, you know, there's a lot of people probably that are just stopping this and have to look that shit up. Or is that ranch?
It's ranch.
No, I listen to Tim Ferriss now. You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
And I'll listen to him and then just, I hear all these words. I have no idea what they are and just fast forward over them. But then later that afternoon, I'll like use it in conversation and people, like,
people
yeah.
don't get them? Are you using them in the right way?
I don't know. I don't know what they mean.
They could be totally out of context.
Right. I just hope they're doing what I'm doing is where they just fast forward over the word. They hear it and they're like, okay, whatever. And just like, you know, explain. They have their own definition of what it is.
And that's why you don't like Twitter. Not a word guy.
No, but Twitter, you know.
Man of action.
It condenses you. Wait, I mean, you want to be... No, I'm good. Oh, they asked if I want water. Don't you want water? Isn't your mouth on fire?
No. These aren't that bad.
I don't like Twitter because it's 140 characters. You know, I got a lot of fucks.
That's true. You have a lot.
Period, commas.
You're
and
very
shit.
Long form comment.
Yeah, long form to say a fucking point, man. There's a whole rant. There's no emotion behind Twitter. Fuck Twitter. Twitter's for...
There's a lot of emotions on Twitter.
Is there
a
really?
A lot of floating emotions.
Like emoticons.
Well, no.
How do you know if a guy's mad or angry?
I don't know. Usually caps locks, I guess. But, like, there's a lot of angry people on Twitter.
Yeah, but... I don't know. I just see... It's just so much easier to look at a picture than to try and figure out, whoa, was the guy trying to make a joke or... You know, and then... That's the other thing. All these asshole cunts... That will complain about a guy making a joke and like, and they just take it out of context because they have nothing better to do than to make our lives harder.
That I agree with. Yeah, so that's problematic. But I mean, I agree with it being taken out of context. So you just think it's easier for somebody to just look and go, "Oh, that plate of nachos looks delicious. I like that."
Wait a second. Oh yeah, it's a picture. Fuck yeah! Interpret it however you want, motherfucker. Don't make me to, then you retweet me and then have some feminist start. I didn't even, you know. what's her name? Lindy West?
Yeah, who's Lindy West?
Some bitch who blocked me off Twitter because I called her a cow. She's a bigger later. I call her a heifer, and she got mad at it. After she accused four guys of rape, or there was four guys who... they allegedly rape a girl in Colorado, but they didn't. But when the allegations were out there, she, with her short-haired Nazis, were...
Whoa. Where did the Nazis come from?
Yeah, that's what feminists are.
What?
Not all of you, just the ones with short hair. So she with the other ones, they went after these four guys, ruined their reputation because now it's all over the internet, right? Which you can't remove. And then there were the allegations were dropped because they found out that the chick was lying. No shock. And no, I'm not saying. And
the opinions expressed by JJ Lieberman
do not represent the Assholes Podcast. Assholes Podcast. The Assholes Podcast. Anyways, I'm not saying this. I'm just saying facts right now.
Really? Where was the fact? Tell me where the fat came in.
Oh, these wings are good.
Yeah, all right. You can have a wing, but just... Okay, so finish your point.
Okay, let's cliff notes this again, okay? Four guys alleged rape, okay? Lindy West goes on there, goes after them, makes some public knowledge, blah, 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 blah. The university finds out the girl was lying about the rape.
Yeah.
Charges dropped. Lindy West goes on and's like, oh, the school should get the facts right. No, 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 you should get the facts right, you fucking parrot. Because that's what she's doing. She's sitting on the ledge in her fucking cage.
Wait, where do you come into this?
Hold on. Because she's sitting on the ledge in her fucking cage, just waiting for someone to say something, and then she just sits there and repeats it. I'm an idiot. Mm-hmm. So both someone in the room, who I won't say his name because he's too pussy to put his name on his Twitter handle, and I, we go after her. We call her out. I called her. I said to her, you're an agenda pusher. And is that too loud for the mic?
Everything you say is too loud for the mic, but I'm sorting it out. Don't worry.
Is it really?
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
I said, you're an agenda pusher. And instead of pushing agendas, you should push objects or something to lose some of that weight, you heifer, because she's a little plus size.
Wow.
And then all of her followers, including you white knight men, you fucking pussies who can't get laid because you're ugly in the first place.
What do you mean that's white knight?
Guys who call themselves male feminists?
Oh, then like, they're that's white
whole
knights?
Point. That's okay. My whole point. Like, I believe, why don't you just call yourself egalitarian because you believe in equality? Because I'm sure some do. No, they call themselves feminists so they can get pussy. Anyway, so all these guys start coming after me. I'm like, listen, untuck your shirt from your fucking corduroys, you geek. And and it starts a war. And yeah, that's what happens. She ends up blocking me.
So that's why you don't like Twitter. This has been 16 minutes of why you don't like Twitter, and it has gone in such amazing directions.
You know what would make these nachos really good?
Okay, and nacho talk. There's been a lot of that.
If they put the chicken on it. You know how delicious the two, was it amalgamation?
Right? Amalgamation? The amalgamation? There we go.
What's
you're
the word,
good.
Amalgamation?
Amalgamation.
Amalgamation?
Yeah.
Or is the word amalgamation?
No, it's an amalgamation.
So it's spelled A-M.
A-M.
Don't spell the rest of it.
Okay. So it's an amalgamation, what, of flavors, you mean? Like
No, it's just bringing, it's bringing the soft, tender chicken to the hard. That's what
you should be a food critic, for sure, for sure.
I should be a fucking food critic. I should also be on TV. When are you putting me on TV? You have the capability.
I don't have the capability at all.
Anyways.
I don't know why you think I do. Once, you know what? But the second I do, I will highly consider maybe not putting you in something.
Does Mark call himself Duder or Mark for the podcast?
He calls himself Mark now.
So, Mark,
I think I've given him enough shit for calling himself Duder for this long that he's starting to lose it.
Why did he call himself Duder? Where did that come from?
Honestly, you'd have to ask him. Like, I'm not sure. Like, I think it was, like, a nickname of his, And when I started...
That's a fucking shitty nickname that I would have dropped.
When I started doing comedy, like, I'm not saying he was doing, like,
the same thing.
But when I started doing comedy, like, nobody... Until now, people still can't say my name or spell my name.
I don't know if they can.
So I used a nickname.
Yeah, go on.
So, like, I'm not saying that's why he did, but... But, like, that was, I mean,
You guys got into it together?
I would say I was in it, before him, for a bit. But, he's looking at a chicken wing.
It's so beautiful.
While pretending to care in any way about my comedy.
I care about.
Oh, do you?
We went on a road trip and had a long conversation once.
We did. We did. It was a good road trip, and the conversation it was funny because there was a lot of conspiracy theory. I remember on that.
Remember
trip.
That one older female comic? Who could you still speak to her?
No. Oh, the one. So
she. I mean,
explain that. Explain okay. that. Like, so because she just tracked us, just followed us.
So yeah. So what happened? We go down to Sudbury, and it was a fantastic. Me, you, Aaron, Rye. Fantastic time.
Trip.
You guys killed. I killed too, but I got I fucking got early in the show. Nobody gave a shit. Anyways. And then after the show, we went to go get wings
with Ali Hassan, Dave Merhaj. Who else was there? And that guy from...
That's very smart. You said their full name. I was just going to say their one name.
Sorry. The dude from Ottawa.
And Aaron Rye. Oh, and that... Aaron's lunatic buddy, Nick Burden.
Oh, yeah.
And Aaron's lunatic buddy. And we went to get wings.
Yeah, what was his crazy buddy's name? Oh, I totally forget. That guy was an animal.
Animal. An animal just driving all over Sudbury drunk. No problem. and then we went to this bar afterwards. And this one chick just... She was just there, right?
She was a comic, though.
At the show.
No, she was just... Yeah, well, she was at the show, I guess, as like a local Sudbury comic.
When I call myself a comedian, I use that term very liberally. When she calls herself a comedian, she does one set a month.
And cool. So, I mean, how many shows do you think you can get up there?
Well, that's not our, I mean, that's not our fault. She's not funny because she's a woman. Wow. These are absolute jokes, and yeah.
No, we're enjoying ourselves.
Anyways, what happened was, could you imagine if someone listened to that and posted that? What happened was afterwards, I left early because I don't want to hang around that fucking.
So we went into that bar, and that
shady bar
turned out to be
the bars.
It was like a normal. It looked like a
no,
normal.
No, it wasn't
like
normal at all.
Until you walked through a door, and then all of a sudden, it was magically a strip club.
And it wasn't
out of nowhere.
Let me tell you something. These strippers, honestly, man, I honestly think people like was it Ontario government can't support them at all? There's no money left.
Oh boy.
So they're like, just go on stage naked and people will feel so bad for you. They were the grossest thing. Like, I gave one girl $20. I said, here, put some clothes on, please. This is awful.
You didn't do that at all. I was
no,
there
no,
with
it's
you.
It's a
didn't.
Joke.
Yeah. But they were like 4 p.m. strippers at like 2 a.m. You know what I mean? They were not pretty ladies.
They were no p.m. strippers. They were, you know. Anyways, what happened was after I go back to the hotel because I don't want to be around this place. I've got class, and
we were out.
I go.
The way you said it made it sound like you actually have like school classes. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I've got class tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stay
exactly
out.
What I have. And. Anything. I just wanted to get the fuck out of that town, right? It was no fun. Oh, speaking of that, that Laugh Out Loud Sudbury thing's going on this week. I submitted and didn't get into that festival.
Me too.
You fucking cunts.
I had a good time in Sudbury.
Summer
I don't remember
was fantastic.
Trashing Sudbury.
No,
so
we're
hard.
Not trashing Sudbury. It's just in the moment. You gotta make it funny for the listeners, okay? Their last episode was Hisham Coletti. You're working on life support with who's ever last listening to, left listening. Anyways,
not a word guy.
So here's the thing: this chick, you guys come back in the hotel at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Sloshed.
You weren't with us when we came back.
No,
like you
I
were,
was
you
in the
come
room.
Back early.
Yeah, I came back. This girl's with her, and I don't like situations. This woman's with her because she's drunk too. I don't like those situations, right, where it's like a few guys and one chick, right?
Well, definitely not a positive.
No,
situation.
Nothing good ever comes from that, right? Like, so I'm like, honestly, just tell. I was
think she gave us a ride or something.
No, you guys walked. It was close.
Oh,
I was just trying to be as rude as possible for her to get out of there. And it was working. Like, she was catching that. I was like, yeah, I'm ready to sleep.
You're generally pretty rude to women anyway. So
no,
it worked
I'm not,
out.
Though. I'm not. Not if you're attractive and I have something to gain from you. no, I'm not a rude. And what happened was, is she eventually got, you know, like, it was 3 a.m. and we're getting phone calls. Remember how loud you drunk idiots were? You and...
Me? I'm very polite. No. I wanted to go to bed too. I remember I was like trying to. But did Aaron have his buddy?
No, she left.
No, but the crazy dude.
You want to hear the greatest story about this? So I got up that next day, and I was so horny, and she added me to Facebook. So
oh
I mess-
man!
I messaged her. I'm like, hey, you want to hang out today?
And yeah, but we were driving you home. So when were you gonna do that?
I was waiting for you guys in the lobby. I would have just said I'm picking up weed. I was going to message you guys. Hey, I'm just getting a joint. I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Why would that have worked?
You know, you want... Well, you would say, okay, we'll meet you.
Okay.
How long do I need to fuck her? Like 10 minutes? Could you imagine if she subscribes to this podcast?
It's quite possible. She followed us on Facebook and Twitter.
Ryan has no other form of entertainment in that city. That drive on the way home, I was so happy to get back.
I didn't like. Yeah, I agree. It's not my. It's not somewhere that I.
No, it's not that
spend a lot of long term.
It was 5 hours each way.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good. I didn't have a great set. I just wanted to go home. You never just want it like you're. You travel a lot. You're just never like, oh, I can't wait to get home.
No, I understand that. You know, you like to get home. You know, especially after a boisterous night. Like I just felt hungover. I just remember that. Like the next morning, I just wanted to be asleep
and,
in my bed.
And Aaron kept on doing his fucking voices. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. So many voices. always voices. I'm like, just do it unstaged. I don't need to hear you put on your voices. And then. But I had a good time. I liked you guys.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
I only said that if he listens because he didn't invite me to the Super Bowl party yesterday.
So what did you end up doing for the Super Bowl then? That you you made money. Well, what are you complaining about?
I made money because I'm a fucking boss. I killed this year in the NFL. I made like 21 out of 23 bets I won in. And then I won a football pool too for Survivor.
Wait, for Survivor? Like the
you pick a team every week?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I won that.
Like Survivor the TV show.
No.
What are you talking about?
A Survivor pool. See, this is what the problem is that men aren't men anymore. They don't they when I talk about a Survivor pool, he's going to some fucking reality TV show. You pick a team every week. And you have to win every week. If your team loses,
so, and
you're
then
the
you're out. Then you're out of the pool.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. No, that's the way you said it. Like, okay, fine.
Yeah, but a man would have clued in. A man would have said.
Did 21 out of 23. Good ratio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so how far did you make it to the end of this survive? Like, did
I
you survive?
It.
You
I
won the
it.
Whole thing.
And then in week
one. So you cleaned up last night.
In week one, I put a bet in. I won the bet. Parlay. Yeah.
All right, that's those are the nachos.
Bert, did you see that Bert? Come out?
No, I didn't.
That flew out like a pimple on your back, you know, where there's no pressure and just flies out straight. That's how it flew out. You know, like a
thrilling. Now, no, go ahead. Have the water now.
What were you talking about? Oh, yeah.
Talking about, I don't know.
Yeah, I had a good year. I don't bet big anymore. I used to be a professional gambler. I don't bet big. I'm sorry about my throat, too.
How did that... Yeah. How,
I'm sick.
How were you a professional gambler? Because you always skirt around this. Like, when... like so you played poker professionally, right?
Poker online.
Online.
Professionally. And just was a savage. It was one of those things I was just naturally gifted at. And... No, I just played for 4 years, made my money, and got out. And then spent my money on watches and escorts, and now I'm broke.
But how... I feel like online poker, though, doesn't that take a lot of the... like, it's mostly luck at that point, right? Because doesn't it take a lot of the, like, being able to read people out of it?
In fact, it's actually mostly skill. There's what you call luck, I call variance. And there's a small percentage of maybe it's 80-20.
So you like calculating percentages and stuff like that the whole time?
Yeah, you know how people play based on starting it. Yeah, it's a huge game of mathematics.
And you're good at mathematics. You're a mathematics brain.
I'm not good at like pi equals mc squared or whatever that bullshit. Whatever nonsense that I'm good at math when it pertains to me monetizing it. Like, oh shit, how much percent if
street
I
street smarts.
Yeah, yeah. Street smarts math, you know? Like I'm just a hustler when it comes to that kind of shit. And with comedy. You like I don't know how to write. If you wanted me to write a book for you, I would
never want you to write
honestly,
a book for me.
If I wrote a book
that's not a problem.
Dude, the first page would just be
it would just be scribbles.
It would be scribbles.
Yeah.
You know where you look at some of those languages that don't even exist? Where
just the pictures of nachos and scribbles.
Like the A's backwards. The A's incorrect. You know, a small case A, I have it flipped and I have two dots over it. Like that's how I spell. And if I wrote a book, people would say, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? But yet I figured out a way to learn how to somewhat in 2 years write jokes.
Learn. Congratulations. Do you ever, do you actually, like, because a big part of, I feel like your style is just rambling, right? Like, do you actually write?
No, thanks a lot.
That's, no, sorry, you're a ranter.
That's the biggest passive-aggressive insult. Hey, listen, you're not funny, so what
you're,
people...
I think you're very funny. I think you're fucking funny.
Ranting. There's obviously fun. Listen, I'll tell you something. The people on downtown Toronto...
All right, You go ahead. I'll fix the mic while you rant.
Okay, listen. The people downtown Toronto who are homeless, who are out on the streets, those are fucking ranters, and they don't say anything funny. I'm saying shit funny. There's a big difference between someone who's a ranter and someone who's clever with how he expresses emotion. Big difference. I don't like being called a ranter.
I would definitely say you are great at expressing emotion in a healthy way. That's for sure.
Guy, everyone's a ranter. The people, you got to learn how to make it funny. Televangelists are fucking ranters.
That's true.
Peter Popoff is a ranter. He just learns how to rant and monetize his craziness. I've learned how to take my craziness and get laughs. But while I'm ranting, there's jokes in the rant. People don't sit in an audience and have someone scream. It's like when ass.
So you're a comedy preacher. That's a good.
No. Yeah,
that's
I am.
That's a good description
listen,
of you.
This is what I hate about people. It's like these idiots that say being dirty's easy. I go to fucking 15 shows every week. There's a lot of dirty fucking comics. It is not easy. It is hard. There's no to me writing clean's easy. That's clean easy.
Really?
Yeah, because there's so many stupid TV shows, that's all it is clean humor, and they fucking suck. Do you want me to start listing them?
Yes, I would. That's just trash.
Big Bang Theory, you blow goats. Every show post, what else is there? Look at the Modern Family. The reason the Modern Family is so good is because you have to put in, like, gay people.
But that's super clean.
No, it's not, but it's heavily dosed with sexual innuendos.
Okay. But that's what clean comedy is. It's all veiling, like, sexual things and, like, all...
No, but...
And the, not saying it.
Yeah. No, the tools the Modern Family has is something that a comic doesn't have. Like, where they put in a gay couple. Isn't there... the guy's been divorced
so
a couple times.
So you think what's holding you back is you just need a gay couple on stage there with you and problem solved.
I never said anything's holding me back. I just said my ranting's funny. I'm not upset where I am. I'm very happy.
That's good. Yeah. Well, you've got a lot of Instagram followers.
1,000. How many? Let's see how long we've been doing this shithole Ice Holes podcast.
It's almost over. It's actually felt like the longest, but it's really good.
Does it really feel like the longest?
It does feel. I feel like we've been talking a lot, but it's actually been quite short. So far,
it should be the other way around. When you eye the podcast, you'd be like, "Oh my god, that was you're an asshole."
No, it's because I don't know. I haven't talked for more than 2 minutes the entire thing. So,
well, you've been busy eating them chicken wings. Okay, so during this thing, I've got in the last 10 minutes, I've got someone liked my picture and 2 people follow me.
That's great. So, yeah, I'm telling
and
you.
And the last, as I'm spinning,
getting the ice holes push already, and this isn't even online.
In the last hour, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11,
really?
12.
So let me see that. Let me see.
In the last fucking hour.
That's how many people have followed you?
Liked my pictures in the last.
Liked. You can get a like. But
no,
like,
hold on. Here in the last hour, let's do the last 2 hours. How many followers? Let's look at this. You know how hard it is to fake something.
All right. Well, what you want me to ask you another question?
No, just be honest.
About,
say, hey, listen,
about you on your Instagram.
No,
I'll just cut it in from right here. I don't even give a shit anymore.
Say,
now you're making me yell. You're making me rant and
see,
be the asshole.
Just be honest and say, hey, sorry, listeners, I screwed up.
All
okay,
right.
That's
is that what you're looking for,
see,
JJ?
This
you're
is
looking
my,
to pull a.
No, this
apology?
Is my no.
Because you didn't get your Izzy nachos, because you didn't get...
Can I say something without you rudely interrupting? my comedy is not based on ranting. It's based on honesty.
Honesty.
People like honest and real things. You just say, hey, listen up, people. JJ was showing me something fantastic on
Instagram. And while we were scrolling through it, the batteries died because it took so long.
And that because of my... Say, because of my...
Because of my...
Whatever, I don't know.
Oh, it still has to be my fault. I just have to get around.
And then off the air, he asked me to do something so cowardly
what?
To just start what? Riffing on where I ended and being unnatural. I said, no,
why is
I will
that
not
cowardly?
Anyways, so this is where we
you
are.
You mean cohesive for an audience?
No, I just don't like to lie. Yeah. Anyways, listen, we're out of time, even though that's your job to say this.
All right, so that's fine. We got another minute in to wrap this up.
Cue the music. Should we stop for a second again?
Best ending ever. All right, look. Do you have any shit to plug? Anything that you want to talk about? Any? I want to talk quickly about this. Are you going to get this show going? Is the show like for sure yet? This monthly?
Second Friday of the month. 11 p.m. at Comedy Bar.
Explain it quickly.
It's a dirty show. The dirtiest comics in the country are coming. Starting April 10th. We've got killer comedians. Comedians are already asking me from the U.S. To come. And so, the dirty show. And then Instagram, Gray J. Lieberman. And also the last Saturday of the month, my show at Vape on the Lake, which this was the inaugural one this past Saturday.
Right.
Almost sold out. You can smoke weed in there.
yeah.
That's a good thing.
That is amazing, yeah.
You smoke weed, get high, watch comedy. That's what I love. I love that. Comedy and getting high.
All right, well, tell them where Vape on the Lake is so they can go to the show.
It's 2985 Lakeshore Boulevard West.
Right, and the last Friday of every month.
No.
Last Saturday, sorry.
Last Saturday of every month.
Last Saturday of every month.
Steamy Saturdays. Because it gets fucking steamy in there.
Indeed. And then the last Friday of every month now, your...
Second Friday of every month. Starting April.
I've confused the fuck out of them.
It's going to be...
At the Comedy Bar.
The Dirty Show at the Comedy Bar. I'm going to be doing it with Comedy Records. Is going to be producing it. Shout out to my guys at Comedy Records.
Oh, shit. Are you going to drop the mic right now?
No, but I just fucking dropped a nacho. Bam, you didn't even see that.
All right, well, he's dropping nachos. Go check him out, guys. Cray J. Lieberman on are you Cray J on both?
No, don't follow me on Twitter, it sucks.
All right, guys, don't follow me on Twitter. Go to his shows that he's vaguely proclaimed, and were those words all right, JJ?
Yeah, I don't know what vaguely means though.
Okay, guys. Thanks for being here, JJ. It's been a pleasure. Been a super honor, buddy.
Hey, you're welcome, guest, for actually making a great podcast. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. You can follow me. You know where it is. At Reem himself.
Of course, they can follow you. They know where it is. They wouldn't have found this if they couldn't follow you.
That's not true. So they might have found the podcast on. Anyways,
are we on iTunes?
Yeah, it's on iTunes.
Oh shit! Tell them about this.
Tell what? Tell iTunes about this? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Tell who? All right. iTunes knows. But guys, you can follow me at Reem himself. You can follow the podcast, Ice Holes Podcast. Also, check out the movie podcast that I do with Mark, which we already played.
I suggest
Real Idiots.
Checking out Siskel and Ebert or whatever.
Siskel and Ebert, two men who are dead. That's what he suggests. Guys, thanks for listening, and take it easy. We also have like this tradition where you get to end it with your own slogan, whatever you want to say. This is how we're ending the show.
Okay, this is how we're ending the show. Okay. Stop subscribing to the show. It fucking sucks.
We're gonna send the show completely peaked the entire time. It's only fitting that like the last thing that was said just peaked the entire way through, just screaming into your mic.
Oh, sorry.
But that's fine. But thanks.
What do I say, slogan-wise?
Just whatever. It doesn't matter. Just say bye, and I'm fucking cutting.
Remember, you can tell me I'm a bad comic. You can tell me I'm ugly, which I'm not. I have a thick dick. But the one thing you can't tell me, I'm one of the fucking baddest hustlers that you'll ever fucking hear. How's that for a roll deep? Hashtag that.
We love you, little monkey.